We continue Be'ezat Hashem in our Limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Shvi'it. We are up to Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. In the first Perek, we learned the halakha regarding plowing a field of trees during the year before Shemitah. Now this Perek is going to go on to discuss plowing a field of grain, which is called Sedeh HaLavan, as opposed to Sedeh HaIlan. Ad ematai chorshin bisedeh HaLavan erev shevi'it? Until when are we allowed to plow a Sedeh HaLavan, a grain field, during the year before Shemitah? So the Mishnah answers, Ad shetichle halecha, until the moisture of, you know, the moisture that is left over from the winter rains, dries up. Ad shetichle halecha, until the moisture dries up, which is kol zman shebene adam chorshim lita b'mikshaot u'bamidlaot, which means as long as people are still plowing in order to plant melons or pumpkins fields. Which means, being that there's still a large amount of moisture in the ground, so these type of crops of the sixth year can still be planted. So since the plowing of the field at this point is still preparing the soil for the crops of the sixth year, that's why it is permitted. However, once most of the moisture has dried up and people are no longer planting even melons or pumpkins, the field is no longer plowed for that year's crop, and that's why it's forbidden to plow the field, because then it will appear as if it's being plowed for the purpose of the following year, which is Shemitah. Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Natata Torat kol echad ve'echad beyado. According to you, Tanakama, you put each individual's halakha in his own hand, which means, based on what you say, that it depends, you can continue plowing on the sixth year until there is still moisture in the ground. Well, then one landowner is going to say that there's still moisture in his land and he's allowed to continue plowing. Another landowner will say that he doesn't have enough moisture in his land and therefore he'll stop plowing. Each one will do something else. Each one will claim something else. That's not how the halakha should be decided. Ela bisdeh halavan ada pesach, ubisdeh ha'ilan ada atzeret. Therefore, there has to be a clear-cut deadline for every field halacha, which means regarding a sedeh halavan, a grain field, you're allowed to plow until Pesach. Regarding the sedeh ha'ilan, a field of trees, you're allowed to plow on Erev Shemitah until Shavuot, as we learned in Perik Aleph. Mishnah Bet. Now, before we begin Mishnah Bet, just a word of introduction. As a general rule, activities are permitted during the entire sixth year if they have one of the two following conditions. Either they benefit crops that grow during the sixth year, as we discussed up until now, or if they are the type of activity that even during the Shemitah itself is only asu midrabanan, but not midoraita. So such things are allowed all throughout the sixth year. And so our coming Mishnah and a few Mishnayot afterwards will be discussing some field-related activities that are allowed to be done throughout the sixth year. So Mishnah Bet begins with Mezabelin u'me'aderin b'mikshaot u'v'midlaot ad Rosh Hashanah. Mezabelin means we are allowed to scatter fertilizer, and me'aderim, and we are allowed to hoe the soil, that is the soil that is at the base of the trees. What would be is that in some areas where it's hard to plow with a regular plow, so then people would dig up the soil with a handheld tool like a hoe. And so even though during the Shemitah year this is something that would be asumi de'oraita, but b'mikshaot u'b'midlaot, in fields of melons and pumpkins, we are allowed to do so up until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, because regarding melons and pumpkins, they grow even during the summer months, and therefore scattering fertilizer or hoeing the field benefits the plants of the sixth year. And that's why it's allowed to be done up until the end of the sixth year. V'chen bevet hashlachim, and this heter is also applies to an irrigated field, which means a field that will not grow anything without irrigation, without watering. So we are allowed to scatter fertilizer and to hoe the field until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year in order to benefit the plants of the sixth year. The reason why Bet HaShlachin, an irrigated field, is highlighted here is because since this is the type of field that needs a lot of water, so irrigated fields' crops take longer to grow, and they still grow during the summer. Just like we said regarding the melons and pumpkins, and therefore that's why it's permissible to do these two activities the entire sixth year, since it's it continues to be for the benefit of these late season crops all throughout the sixth year until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh. The Mishnah continues, Meyabelin, we are allowed to remove any kind of growths around the trees, like let's say wart-like growths, we're allowed to remove them from trees. Mefarekin, we are allowed to cut down extra leaves from trees in order to ease up the burden on the tree. Me'abekin, we're allowed to spread dust over the tree roots that have become uncovered. Me'ashenin, and we are allowed to cause smoke to blow around the tree. That's done in order to kill worms or insects that live there. These four activities are mutar ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. The reason why they are allowed to be done throughout the entire sixth year is because even on the Shemitah itself, it's only asur midrabanan, but not midoraita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Af notel hu et he'ale min ha'eshkol bashvi'it. One is allowed to cut off extra leaves from a eshkol, from a cluster of fruit, even on the Shvi'it itself, even during the seventh year, because since the intention there is only to save the tree from being damaged, not to help it grow, therefore even on the Shvi'it that would be allowed. However, the Baal Tanura says the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. To do such a thing, to cut off the extra leaves, is something that is allowed up until Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'it, as we explained before, but during the Shvi'it, it would be asur midrabanan. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.